All right. I want to thank all of you for working so hard with me. I know it can be hard. Especially because everything has to be interpreted, so it takes a long time to get everything through here. Unfortunately, I don't speak Estonian.
Kahjuks ma ei räägi eesti keelt.
So we have to do with what we have.
Yeah, me peame hakkama saama sellega, mis meil on.
And so I'm very thankful for Mele helping us. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very much. Okay, we will just finish this portion here today and then we're going to be done.
Et me lõpetame siis nüüd selle millega ma vastan tänase
osa. So all of creation is waiting.
Right.
And they are waiting for what is happening in humanity. It is like humanity is leading the way. Like creation follows our lead. As we walk, they walk with us. It actually kind of says that. Because, verse 21,
Psalm 21,
creation itself
et ka loodu ise
will also be delivered from bondage.
Vabastatakse kord kaduvuse orjusest.
Will also experience a form of liberty.
Et ka nemad saaksid kogeda vabadust.
The ability and the freedom to become.
Ehk siis see võimekus millekski saab.
And so I believe what God is doing,
ja ma usun, et see, mida Jumal teeb,
is not only got to do with humans.
See ei ole tegemist ainult inimestega.
But everything he has created,
vaid kõigega, mida ta on loonud,
is busy walking.
Kõik nad käivad.
Everything is busy walking.
Kõik käivad.
Everything is busy walking towards glory.
Kõik käivad, kõnnivad au poole.
I think this is what is meant.
Ma arvan, et see on see, mida siin peetakse meelt.
By a new heaven and earth.
Kui räägitakse uuest taevast ja uuest maast.
I think so.
Mina arvan nii.
Because we don't get the idea.
Et mitte see mõte.
That, well, let me say it this way.
Ütle teistmoodi.
God doesn't make all new things.
Jumal ei tee kõiki uusi asju.
He makes all things new.
Vaid ta teeb vanad asjad uueks.
Yeah. It's a quite important thing.
Ja see on väga tähtis moment.
And me and you, we have first-hand experience with this.
Ja minul ja sinul on siis nagu selline esimene kogemus sellega.
When Paul calls us a new creation.
Kui Paulus nimetab meid uueks looduks.
God did not destroy us.
Jumal ei hävitanud meid.
Yeah. And then remake us.
Ja siis ta ei teid meid uueks.
It actually means he takes what we are.
Võtab selle, mis me oleme.
And he makes it new.
Ja muudab selle uueks.
And so we understand our salvation as something that starts in the spirit.
Ehk siis see pääste on midagi sellist, mis saab alguse vaimus.
It flows over into the mind, the soul, the intellect.
Ja ta läheb sealt siis voolab meelde, intellekti, inge.
But salvation also targets our biology.
Aga selle pääste sihtmärk on ka meie bioloogia.
So God makes all things new.
Jumal teeb kõik asjad uueks.
And yes, I have read 2 Peter 3.
Ja ma olen ka lugenud teise Peetruse kolmandat peatükki.
I have read it.
Ma olen lugenud seda.
A lot.
Palju.
I do not believe that it is speaking literally about the earth that's going to melt.
Ma ei usu, et seal räägitakse otseselt maast, mis sulatatakse.
But it is prophetic language.
Vaid see on prophetlik keel.
That can be found in the Old Testament.
Mis on leitav vanas testamentis.
It's about God making things new.
Mis tähendab seda, et Jumal teeb asjad uueks.
While I'm putting my foot in it.
Kui ma panen oma jala sinna.
The elements that will melt, as 2 Peter 3 says.
Siis need elementid, mis sulatatakse.
I'm not sure what the Estonian Bible says.
Ma ei tea, mida Eesti piibel täpselt ütleb. töötab.
But the English Bible says the elements will melt.
Aga inglise keeles on öeldud, et elemendid ja algelemendid siis sulavad.
Now being someone who's done a bit of science.
See, kes on natuke teadusega kokku puutunud.
When you use the word element.
Kui seal kasutatakse sõna element.
I'm thinking of gold, silver, iron, copper,
siis,
zinc.
Siis mina mõtlen, et kuld ja hõbe ja vask ja raud.
And I'm thinking, whoo.
Ja mõtlen, wow.
What a strong fire this is going to be.
Suur tuli saaks olema.
But really the word elements is the word stoikio.
Aga see sõna elementid on stoikios.
And if you're willing to take the time
ja kui sa oled valmis võtma aega
to see what that word means and how it is used in the New Testament.
Et uurida välja, mida see sõna tähendab ja kuidas seda Uues Testamentis kasutatakse.
In fact, we've already read about that word a few verses ago.
Aga tegelikult me oleme juba seda lugenud siin mõned sõnad.
Of principles.
It
is used, yeah. For instance, as the elements of this world. So I didn't intend to speak on 2 Peter 3, but I know it's a real stumbling block for people. Okay. The point is this. That all of creation is waiting. Because creation itself will also be delivered from bondage. Of corruption. Look into what? Into glorious liberty. Now after this weekend. You can't anymore read glorious liberty and think it means just everyone is glowing.
Ei saa sa lugeda seda kirja kohta, seda au vabadust ja mõtelda, et kõik hakkavad hiilgama.
You have to consider the possibility.
Sa pead mõtlema võimalusele.
That this is talking about God's heart, his nature and his reputation.
Et see räägib Jumala südamest, tema mainest.
And specifically here it says, it will be delivered from bondage of corruption.
Ehk siis need öeldakse, et siin vabastatakse kaduvuse orjusest.
So we do understand that creation itself at the moment is in a decaying form.
Me mõistame seda, et kogu loodu või hetkel on sellise kaduvuse või hävingu staadiumis.
You know, in science we call it entropy.
Teadlased ütlevad entroopia.
Things decay. If you leave a piece of metal, it'll be gone in 2000 years.
No, näiteks metalli tükki jätad maha, siis aasta sajaga
it rusts. It decays, right? So we understand if you look at your hands.
Kui sa vaatad oma käsi.
And you know what they used to look like 30 years ago.
Ja sa mäletad seda, mis nad tegid 30 aastat tagasi välja.
And now they're full of scratches and
ja nüüd on nad täis igasugused märke ja prahusid ja kortse.
They just not, they're busy dying.
Nad nagu on suremas.
But I do believe that God's plan is to actually deliver creation.
Aga minu, ma usun seda, et Jumala plaan on vabastada
from its corruption.
Sellest hävingus.
From its decay.
Sellest taandarengust.
But before creation.
Aga enne loodu.
First.
Enne kõige siis see loodu.
Children of God.
Enne loodu siis Jumala lapsed.
Yeah. And so the measure that is used here.
Ja see mõõde, mis siin kasutatakse.
Is that creation will follow suit.
Et see loodu mahu ülikonda.
And it seems like to the measure that we walk into the glorious liberty.
Ehk siis see mõõde, kuidas meie kõnnime selles aulises vabaduses.
In the same way creation will follow.
Ja täpselt samamoodi kogu loodu järgneb meie.
But creation can't run ahead of us.
Et siis see loodu ei saa meist mööda panna.
Part of the reason is that we are the managers.
See on just sellepärast, et meie haldame kõik.
We are in the terms of Galatians 4, we are Lord of it all.
Ehk siis nagu Galaatia 4 nõud, et meie oleme kõige isandad.
We have responsibility.
Meil on vastutus.
If you read the Genesis account, the way that the account is brought across, when man fell.
Kui nüüd lugeda seda esimese Moosese raamatut ja see, kuidas inimene langes.
Creation followed suit.
Siis kogu see loodu langes pärast seda täpselt samamoodi.
Yeah. As man moved into a place of a contamination.
Kui nüüd inimene läheb rüvedusse.
Creation followed suit.
Siis loodu järgneb sellele.
But the good news is.
Aga hea
uudis. As men walk.
Et kui inimene kõnnib
into the glory of God.
Jumala ausse.
That creation will follow suit.
Siis loodu tuleb järgi sellele.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so take it, leave it, but for we know that the whole creation groans, verse 22.
Ja Psalm 22 me ju teame, et kogu loodu ägab.
And travails in pain together.
Ühes koos valudes tänini.
And so we're not blind to the fact that creation is in pain.
Me ei ole pimedad selle fakti ees, et loodu ägab valudes.
Creation is in pain.
Loodu on valudes.
We are in pain.
Meie oleme valudes.
Yeah. We are in pain.
Meie oleme valudes.
Life is hard.
Elu on raske.
Life is hard.
Elu on raske.
There's no promise that it would be easy.
Ei ole mingit tootust selle kohta, et elu saab kerge olema.
In fact, the promise is that you will suffer.
Või tootus on hoopiski, et te kannatate.
But that suffering will not be worthy to be compared.
Aga et see kannatus ei ole väärt. Seda
to the glory of God that will be revealed in
auga, mis saab ilmutatud meie.
So we know we're not blind to this, we're not trying to promote that everything is perfectly in order. It's not. And I haven't really used the term the kingdom of God in my time here with you.
Siin olles ma ei ole veel kasutanud sellist mõistet nagu Jumala kuningriik.
But that's the reason for a kingdom.
Aga see on see kuningriigi põhjus.
The reason for a kingdom.
Kuningriigi põhjus.
Is to bring things into order.
On viia asjad omale korrale.
That's the point.
See on see mõte.
There's no point for a kingdom if everything is perfectly in order.
Kuningriigi jaoks ei ole mõtet, kui kõik oleks juba korras.
So prophetically this would mean that Jesus must rule. Until all his enemies are made his footstool.
Kuni kõik tema vaenlased on jalajärjel all.
So we're not talking there about one day.
Me ei räägi ühest päevast kunagi.
He must rule now.
Ta peab valitsema praegu.
Because as we understand, Paul uses the term, he says he sits at the right hand of the Father.
Kuna Paulus kasutab väljendit, et Jeesus istub isa paremal käel.
As the prophets had prophesied. Right?
Nii nagu profetid on profeteerinud.
That he would sit on the throne of David.
Et ta istub Daaviti troonil.
Now I know this is a bit of a contentious issue.
See on natukene contentious.
Controversial.
Vastuoluline teema, vaielda teema.
And that a lot of people believe that Jesus will only one day sit on the throne of David.
Mitmed inimesed usuvad, et ühel päeval tulevikus Jeesus istub Daaviti troonil.
Ta istub juba.
What did he say?
He sits now.
Already.
Okay.
But myself, I for many years believed that is only a reality that will come once Jesus returns.
Aga mina uskusin palju aastaid seda, et see on selline reaalsus, et mis juhtub siis, kui Jeesus tuleb tagasi.
Then he will sit on the throne of David.
Siis ta istub Daaviti aukerjale.
Then he's going to fix everything.
Ja teed kõik korda.
But that was until I discovered.
Aga see on, oli ainult seni maani, kui ma avastasin.
In the book of Acts.
Kus apostlite tegude raamatus.
Chapter 2.
Teisest peatükis.
On the day of Pentecost.
See on nelipühi päevi.
Peter stands up and Peter says.
Petrus tõuseb püsti ja ütleb.
He says, you know about the prophecy, I think it's 2 Samuel 7.
Te teate seda profeteeringut teisest Samueli raamatust.
Where God promised David.
Kus Jumal tõotas Daavidile.
I'm paraphrasing.
Ma olen sõnastan ümber.
You'll have a son.
Sul saab olema poeg.
He will be a king.
Sinus
sit on David's throne.
Sa istud Daavidi
throne. It's a prophecy which you can be forgiven to think it's only about Solomon.
See on tootus, millest võib mõelda, et see on mõeldud Solomon.
But the apostles teach us and show us that actually this prophecy is about Christ.
Aga apostlid näitavad seda, et see profeteering rääkis Kristusest.
He's the son of David.
Tema on Daavidi poeg.
Yeah. And according to, you know, the other prophets like Amos and Hosea, that speaks about the rebuilding of the tabernacle of David.
Ja Amos ja Hosea räägivad Daavidi templi ülesehitusest ja sellest templi ülesehitusest.
I think it's Hosea that literally says, he says David would be their king.
Ja Hosea ütleb, et David on nende kuningas.
Of course, David had been dead for
aga David on
hundreds
surnud,
of years, I think, at that
point.
But it's in Acts 2 where the Apostle Peter speaks about the death, the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus. And I didn't plan to talk about this. But he ties the enthronement of Christ to the ascension.
Ta seob kokku Kristuse.
Yeah?
Kristuse valitsemise tema ülesvõtmisega.
Okay, I want to have clarity on this issue, so let me say that again. That Peter ties the enthronement of Christ on the seat of David.
Petrus seob siis Jeesuse ülesvõtmise valitsemise Daavidi trooniga.
Okay, clear?
Yeah.
Connects it to the ascension.
Sisuliselt.
Connects it to the resurrection and the ascension.
Ülestõusmise.
Right. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I'm not sure what the confusion is at the moment. What is the problem?
Ja see on seotud Daavidi trooniga.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I don't know if you've ever investigated it.
Ma ei tea, kas te olete ise seda uurinud, näinud.
But it's a very important point.
Aga see on väga tähtis.
Because the whole point of him being enthroned is to bring order.
On tuua kord.
Is to walk us towards this new creation.
And so
there's no point of having a king enthroned where there's no enemies.
And
this is why the psalmist says, rule, king, in the midst of your enemies.
Ehk siis psalmist ütleb, et kuningas valitseb vaenlaste keskel.
So a lot of people would argue that Jesus can't be enthroned and be ruling right now.
Ja sellepärast paljud inimesed ka vaidlevad, et Jeesus ei saa olla praegu valitsemas.
Argument or the evidence for that, they say, is look at the world.
Argument on, et vaadake vaenlaste, seda maailma.
Look at it.
Vaadake seda.
Does this look like a world where Jesus is king?
Kas see näeb välja maailm, kus Jeesus oleks kuningas?
Well, I think we're missing the point.
Aga ma arvan, et me paneme mööda siin sellest mõttes.
It's the very reason why he's enthroned.
See ongi see põhjus, miks Jeesus on troonil.
To lead the world into righteousness.
Et juhtida maailm õigsusesse.
Okay, look, it's a bit of a side point, but I think it's pretty important.
Aga see on väga tähtis.
That we consider this.
And
we have to think about scriptures that say maybe you're of a different opinion today, and that's all right.
Võib-olla on sul täna teine arusaamine ja arvamus sellest, aga see
But we have to consider scriptures.
Me peame nagu võtma arvesse kirjakohti.
That say things like sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
Et näiteks, et istu minu paremal käel, kuni ma panen su vaenlased su jalajärje alla.
Which is the enthronement psalms, of course.
Mis on psalmides.
And what that would mean is that Jesus would sit, this is God speaking to Christ. He's
see on see, et Jumal räägib Kristusele, et tema istuks.
That when he sits at the right hand,
et kui ta istub paremal käel,
then starts the making of the enemies into the footstool.
Ja siis algab see protsess, et vaenlased tulevad jalajärjes.
He says, you sit until.
Sa istu kuni.
Until the enemies have been made your
kuni
footstool.
Kuni vaenlased on saanud right. Jalajärjes.
So enemies, what New Testament really, in terms of enemy.
Aga Uus Testament vaenlane on.
Sickness.
Aigus.
Poverty.
Vaesus.
And actually death itself.
Ja ka surm ise.
So I'm of the persuasion, personally, I'm convinced of this.
isiklikult olen ma veendunud selles,
that Jesus won't return to fix things.
Et Jeesus ei tule siia, et asju korda teha.
But he is actually right now in front.
Praegu.
And rules
läbi meie. Läbi inimeste.
And this process is that process of making his enemies.
Ja see on see protsess, mille käigus vaenlased tehakse tema jalajälge.
And this is not some type of war between Muslims and Christians.
Ja see ei ole mingisugune sõda moslemite ja kristlaste vahel.
We're talking about a common enemy for all men.
Vaid me räägime sellisest ühisest vaenlasest kogu inimkonnale.
Sickness.
Haigused.
Poverty.
Vaesus.
And death.
Surm.
Right. By the way, we live in the time right now.
Muuseas me elame praegu ajal.
Where the mortality rates are the best they've ever been in the history of humanity.
Suremuse näit on surematuse nii-öelda eluea näit on kõrgem kui üldse kunagi varem on olnud.
Yeah. It's a fact.
See on fakt.
We live in a time where poverty is at its lowest it's ever been in the history of humanity.
Kus vaesus on kõige madalamal näidul üldse inimkonna ajalus.
It's a fact.
See on
fakt. Maybe he's doing a better job than what we thought.
Nii et ta teeb järelikult paremat tööd, kui me ise mõtlesime.
Now, don't ask a pastor.
Ära küsi pastorilt.
Don't ask a pastor if there's more poverty or less poverty in the world.
Et kas maailmas on rohkem või vähem vaesust.
Rather ask a scientist.
Küsi parem teadlasega.
A data scientist.
See, kes tegeleb andmetega.
Because we're not talking about opinions, we're talking about numbers.
Me räägime numbritest.
Calculated numbers.
Arvutatud numbritest.
Now I've lost my train of thought completely.
Ja nüüd ma kaotsin oma mõtte täielikult.
We know the whole we know that the whole of creation is groaning.
Me teame, et kogu looduega.
It's travailing in pain.
Selles valudes tänini.
Together until now.
Kuni.
And not only they, not only creation.
Vaid mitte ainult üksnes loodu.
But ourselves also.
Vaid meie ka.
Yeah. Ourselves also. We have the first fruit of the Spirit.
Meil on vaimu esmaand.
That's a nice way of describing this condition over here.
Ja see on väga hea viis kirjeldamaks seda olukorda seal.
Okay. We have a deposit.
Meil on nagu pandud deposiit.
We have the seed.
Meil on seeme.
It's the beginning. It's the
see on algus.
It's called the first fruit of the Spirit.
Ja see on nimetatud see vaimu esmaandis.
When I use the word first fruit, you should immediately think about what is it actually saying?
Kui ma nüüd ütlen selle esmaandi, siis sa peaksid aru saama, millest ma räägin.
We have only taken a bite. Paul is saying.
Paulus ütleb, et me oleme võtnud ainult ampsu.
Me, Paul. 2000 years ago. Right? That Paul.
Mina, Paulus, 2000 aastat tagasi.
We've only taken a bite of the first.
Olen võtnud esmaviljast ainult ampsu.
We've only taken a bite.
Ainult ampsu.
Of the first apple.
Sellest esimest õunust.
That's what it means to have the first fruits.
See esmavili, eesti keeles on esmaand.
And when you take a bite of the first apple.
Ja kui sa võtad selle ampsu esimesest õunast.
The very fact that you call it a first fruit.
Ja see, et sa kutsud teda esmaviljast.
Is that you are completely convinced.
Siis see tähendab, et sa oled täielikult veendunud.
That it's going to produce a fullness.
Et see toodab täiuse.
Otherwise you must not call it a first fruit, you must call it a harvest.
Muidu sa ei kutsud teda esmaviljaks, vaid sa kutsuksid ta lõikuseks.
We have received the first fruit of the Spirit. That's like the beginning, as we said earlier. It's the beginning of the adoption process.
Me oleme siis saanud selle esma vilja. See tähendab, et see on selle lapsendamise, selle protsessi algus.
They used to tell me when I was a little boy.
Kui ma olin väike poiss, siis mulle öeldi.
You must invite Jesus into your heart.
Sa pead kutsuma Jeesus enda südamesse.
It's the beginning.
See on algus.
It's only the beginning.
See on ainult algus.
He says here, but we ourselves, we groan within ourselves. And now he describes a future thing. He describes something we have hope for. He says that waiting for the adoption.
Oodates lapse õigust.
To wit the redemption of the body.
Oma ihu lunastust.
In other words, this is why I earlier on said that adoption is a process.
Planted in our spirit.
Mis on pandud meie vaimu.
But it ends.
Aga ta lõpeb.
In something beautiful.
Millegi väga ilusat.
And Paul here is brave enough to say.
Ja Paulus on siin julge ütlema.
It doesn't stay in our spirit.
Et see ei jää ainult vaimu.
It doesn't stay in our minds.
See ei jää ka meie mõistusesse.
It's going to touch our biology.
See puudutab ka meie bioloogiat.
It's going to touch our biology.
See puudutab ka meie bioloogiat.
How else will you make nothing of the enemy of sickness?
Miks ta muidu
how will you destroy the enemy? How will you destroy the enemy called sickness?
Kuidas sa hävitad vaenlast nimega haigus?
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Side note.
For we are saved by hope.
Sest me oleme päästetud lootuses.
And now he says something very logical. But hope that is seen is not hope.
Et juba nähtava lootmine ei ole lootus.
In other words, it's not hope if you already have it.
Nii et siis kui sul juba see on, siis see ei ole lootus.
You can't hold this mark and say, I hope I can hold the mark in my hand.
Sa ei saa hoida seda markerit pihus ja ütleda, et ma loodan, et ma saan seda markerit hoida pihus.
That's not hope.
See ei ole lootus.
But this seems very trivial, but what Paul is actually saying.
Aga mida Paulus ütleb?
He's actually saying what I, Paul, am experiencing now.
Ta ütleb seda, et see, mida mina, Paulus, olen praegu kogenud.
Is not the fullness.
Ei ole täius. See ei ole täius.
It's not the fullness.
See ei ole täius.
Because why would I hope for something I already can see and have?
Miks ma peaksin lootma seda, mida ma juba näen või oma?
And I think, when I think about that, I know at first it seems trivial.
Alguses tundub see triviaalne.
Why even make the point?
Milleks üldse sellest rääkida?
But it does mean a lot to me.
Aga see tähendab mulle palju.
Because it tells me that there's something wrong with what I believe.
Ja see ütleb mulle, et on midagi valesti selles, millesse ma usun.
If all I can wish for.
Ja siis kui kõik, mida ma loodan saada.
Is to be like Paul.
On olla nagu Paulus.
If we can just be like Paul.
Oi, kui ma suudaksin olla nagu Paulus.
And this, we talk like that.
Ja, niivisi me räägime.
We talk like that.
Me räägime niivisi.
But Paul himself knew.
Aga Paulus ise teadis.
That what he had was not the fullness.
Et temal, see, mis tal oli, ei olnud täius.
So as much as we look back.
Nii palju, kui me tagasi vaatame.
At the heroes of our faith.
Et usu kangelastele.
Of which Paul is case in point.
Milles, kes siis ka Paulus oli.
Just so much we look forward.
Me tegelikult peaksime vaatama ette poole.
In hope.
Lootuses.
For what God has promised.
Sellele, mida Jumal on lubanud meile.
Paul did not see this.
Paulus ei näinud seda.
Paul did not walk in this.
Paulus ei käinud selles.
Paul says himself, I see in part. We see in part.
Paulus ütles, et ma näen osaliselt.
Okay. But if we hope for what we see not.
Kui me loodame seda, mida me ei näe 25.
Then we wait for patience with it.
Siis me ootame seda kannatlikult.
Sorry, then we wait with patience for it.
Ja, et siis me ootame teda kannatlikult.
In other words, Paul is saying, look, what I'm talking about here.
Ja siis Paulus ütleb, et see, millest ma räägin siin.
We do not see it.
Me ei näe seda.
And then immediately I can't help but jump to Hebrews.
Ja kohem, tahan üpata sinna Hebrea kirja.
But we see.
Kus on me näeme.
Jesus. In the context of Hebrews is he says, oh,
maybe Hebrea kirja ahtol.
I'll go to it afterwards.
Pärast lähme sinna.
The point is that Paul was looking forward.
Mõte on selles, et Paulus vaatas ette
poole. And he then goes on to say how hard it is for him. He has infirmity, speaking about our infirmities.
Ja siis ta räägib, kui raske see on, et me oleme nõdrased.
He's saying that in this process we don't even know what to pray for.
Ta ütleb seda, et selles protsessis me ei tea isegi seda, mida palvetada.
But it is the Spirit himself that makes intercession.
Aga et vaim ise teeb eespalveid.
For us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Eest palvet sedasi sõnatute ägamistega.
And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
Aga südamete uurija teab, mida vaim taotleb.
Because he makes intercession for the saints.
Sest Jumala tahtmise järgi palutab pühade eest.
According to the will of God.
Jumala tahtmise järgi.
You know, this is important.
See on tähtis.
Because we don't know what tomorrow looks like.
Sest me ei tea, mis homme saab.
And we don't know exactly how everything will pan out.
Ja me ei tea, kuidas kõik laheneb.
And Paul brings a lot of comfort here.
Paulus toob siia palju konflikte.
Because he is taking some pressure off of us.
Lohutus.
Paul brings a lot of comfort here.
Yes.
He takes a lot of pressure off us.
Ta võtab nagu selle
hinge
meie pealt maha.
He's saying it's okay.
Ta ütleb, kõik on korras.
If you don't know exactly what to pray for.
Kui sa ei tea, mille eest palvetada.
The Spirit inside of you groans.
Vai sinu sees.
It is the one that makes the intercession.
Tema teeb eestpalvet.
And in fact, this intercession here,
see eestpalve siin,
it's groans that cannot be uttered.
On selline, et isegi sõnades ei saa seda väljendada.
It's interesting.
See on huvitav.
So and then sometimes we want to groan, you know.
Mõnikord me tahame ägada.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ei ole selles midagi valesti.
But it's not always this one.
Aga see ei alati see.
Because this one cannot be uttered.
Sest seda me ei saa välja esile
tõmmata. It's the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that is within us.
See Jumala vaim meie sees.
In that way, part of creation.
Osa see loodus.
Is groaning with us.
Ägab koos meiega.
Interceding with us.
Teeb eestpalveid koos meiega.
And what it prays is it prays the very will of God.
Ja mida ta palub Jumala tahet.
There's a perfect synchronization.
See on selline täiuslik synchronisatsioon.
But between what is being groaned and interceded for within us.
Mida palutakse või mille eest tehakse eestpalvet meie sees.
And the will of God.
Ja Jumala tahte vahel.
Brings a lot of comfort.
See toob lohutust.
It takes a lot of pressure off us.
See võtab pinged maha.
There's a lot of peace in this.
Selles on rahu.
That God is steering the boat.
Jumal juhib paati.
Yeah. He's the one that's steering this boat.
Tema juhib paati.
And we know that all things now.
Okay. Ja me teame.
Sorry. Now, I'm
a believer in reading scriptures in context.
Ma olen usklik, kes loeb pühakirja kontekst.
I feel like most of our imbalances come from reading scripture out of context.
Päris palju tasakaalutust tuleb sellest, et me loeme väljaspool kontekst.
We grew up in a culture.
Me oleme üles kasvanud kultuuris.
Where, you know, you have what we would call the daily bread.
Milles on selline, nagu mida me nimetame igapäevaseks leivaks.
Do you have something like that? It's a little box. And you pull out a little scripture verse.
Kas teil on selline väikene kaardikene, kus sa võtad ühe kirja koha välja?
Every morning you pull out one of them.
Võtad ühe kirja koha sealt välja.
And you read that scripture verse.
Ja siis sa loed seda, see on päeva sõna.
Do you have something like that?
Midagi sellist, kui päeva sõna on.
Similar. The problem with that is wonderful.
See on üksikmeline asja, aga selle
But every scripture is read in isolation.
Et need kirjakohad on nagu eraldi sellest kontekstist.
And when you read scripture in isolation, it's much easier to misinterpret the scripture.
Ja siis kui sa loed kontekstist väljas seda kirjakohta, siis on see tõlgendamise eksimine võimalus
suur. I'm saying all of that to say that the next scripture
Nüüd järgmine kirjakoht
is one we love
on see, mida me armastame
to use for to our own benefit.
Enda kasuks kasutada.
We like to appropriate this to some very small situations in our own lives.
Me tahame seda rakendada oma elu väikestele olukordadele.
And I'm not saying that is wrong.
Ja ma ei ütle, et see on vale.
But let's read it in context.
Aga loeme seda kontekstis.
We know
me teame
that all things work together for good.
Et neile, kes et Jumal laseb kõik tulla heaks.
To those that love God.
Neile, kes Jumalat armastavad.
To them who are called.
Neile, kes on kutsutud.
According to his purpose.
Tema kavatsuse kohaselt.
And the verses before this.
Salmid enne seda.
The idea of the purpose and the calling here
see kutsumine,
is not so much your individual calling and your unique calling and your unique purpose.
Ei ole sinu isiklik see unikaalne kutsumine või eest.
But this is more the collective call.
Vaid see on selle kollektiivne kutsumine.
The collective purpose.
Kollektiivne eesmärk.
And the great comfort that comes with that.
Ja suur lootus tuleb sealt.
Is don't fear.
Ära karda.
Everything works out.
Kõik saab korda.
For the good.
Heaks. Kõik tuleb.
That's it. Everything
kõik
works out. For the
kõik
good. It doesn't matter what you
korda
walk through. Everything will work out. For the good.
Üks kõik, millest sa läbi lähed, kõik saab korda.
And then, as humanity.
Ja siis, kui sa oled...
We go through a lot of things.
Me läheme läbi paljudest kohtud.
As a church, we go through a lot of things.
Kui nagu kogudus, nagu kui kogudusena me läheme paljudest asjadest läbi.
But God will work these things for our good.
Aga Jumal laseb kõik tulla heaks siis.
I want to just see, oh, where am I? Okay. All things work together. Verse 29.
Salm 29.
He's going to explain the purpose. What is the call and what is the purpose?
Ja nüüd ta räägib sellest eesmärgist, selle kutsumise eesmärgist.
If we are talking about a collective call and a collective purpose, what could this be?
Ja kui me räägime sellest kollektiivsest kutsumisest ja eesmärgist, siis mis see võiks olla?
Verse 29.
Salm 29.
Gives probably the best explanation.
Annab arvatavasti parima selgituse sellele.
In fact, it's exactly what we would expect reading this in context.
Ja tegelikult see ongi see, mida me tegelikult ootame selles kontekstis.
It says, for whom he did foreknew.
Sest need, keda ta on ette ära tundnud.
He also predestined.
Need on ta ka ette määranud.
Right. Now, I know predestination is...
Ma tean, et see ette määratus.
My grandfather's father's favorite subject.
Minu vanasa isa pari või lõmik teemasid.
I don't hold to the idea of Calvinistic predestination.
Isiklikult ma nagu ei ole selle kalvinistliku lähenemise sel poolt, no selle ette määratusele.
But what I believe in here is very simple.
Aga mida ma usun siin, see on väga lihtne.
God knew us before we were.
Jumal tea tundis meid enne.
And he has beforehand decided what we will be.
Et juba enne ära määranud, kes meist saab. Mm-hmm.
And this is what he decided.
Ja see, mida ta on otsustanud, seda on otsustanud seda.
We will be
et meie
conformed
muutume
to the image of his son.
Tema poja näo sarnaseks või kuju sarnaseks.
It's a very simple verse.
See on väga lihtne.
But it's incredibly powerful.
Aga see on väga väeline.
We will be conformed.
Meid muudetakse.
To the image.
Tema poja näo kuju sarnaseks.
What is the image of the Son? If he says that we'll be conformed to the image of the Son.
Mis siin mõeldakse seda, et kui öeldakse, et meid muudetakse tema poja kuju sarnaseks?
If you could describe the image of the Son, how would you describe the image of the Son?
Poja kuju kirjeldada, siis kuidas sa seda kirjeldaksid?
It's the image of the Father.
See on isa kuju.
It's the glory of the Father.
See on isa au.
And this ties in with what Paul says when he says, I was called.
Ja see läheb kokku sellega, mida Paulus ütles, et mina olen kutsutud.
That his son would be revealed in me.
Et tema poeks saaks ilmsiks minus.
In other words, I wouldn't just be able to tell you about the son.
Ma ei ole võimeline rääkima teile pojast.
You would be able to look at me.
Vaid te näete seda.
And see the son.
Vaatate mind ja näete poega.
And so here Paul in another way comes to the same conclusion. He says, look guys, in view of all of this.
Paulus siis jõuab siin jällegi sellele samale järeldusele, et kuulge, vaadake.
God knew what was coming.
Jumal teadis, mis hakkab toimuma.
You think Eve's eating of the banana, excuse me, the apple.
Mis te arvate, kui Eva sõi seda banaani või õuna?
God was caught of God.
Et siis Jumal ei näinud seda ette.
You think he was sitting, oh my word.
Et ta tegi siis, et
what happened now?
Nüüd juhtus.
He knew exactly.
Ta teadis täpselt.
What
Eva
did.
Mida Eva teeb.
Yeah. Yeah. He knew exactly.
Ta teadis väga täpselt.
Because of my head to break it to you.
Et ma ei taha teistele ära lõhkuda seda ettekujutust.
But he put that tree in the middle.
Aga ta pani ise selle puu sinna keskele.
Jaa. Jaa. Why?
Miks?
You know, if I was God,
kui mina oleksin Jumal,
I would put that, I would hide that.
Ma oleks ära peitnud seda.
I would hide it in the back of the garden. I would put many trees. I would put the tree of life all around it.
Mina oleksin pannud ta kõige kaugemas aie nurka teised puud ümber pluss veel selle elu puu sinna ette.
What would you do? You knew.
Mida sa teeksid?
You know what it was going to do. And let me tell you what.
There is you would dig it up.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Yeah. Visata ära, no aga välja
visata. He knew what that tree would do.
Aga ta teadis, mida see puu saab tegema.
He knew exactly what the tree would
do. Ta teadis väga täpselt.
And now I'm getting off topic.
Ja nüüd ma olen teemast kõrvale kaldunud.
But God foreknew. Let me put
aga
it back.
Jumal teadis ette kõike, nägi ette kõike.
It's impossible for us to overcome good with evil. For us to overcome evil with good.
Meil on võimatu võita kurja heaga.
If we don't know the difference between good and evil.
Kui me ei tee vahet heal ja kurjal.
In fact, let me put it more sternly. It's impossible to be an overcomer.
Isegi öeldes, et on võimatu olla võitja.
If you don't know the difference.
Kui sa ei tee vahet.
It's impossible.
On võimatu.
To be formed in the full image and likeness of God.
Formuleeruda siis Jumala kuju ja sarnasus.
Unless you know what the difference is.
Kui sa ei tea, mis on erinevus.
And are able to choose the correct one.
Ja sa ei suuda valida õiget.
Amen.
God knew what was going to happen.
Jumal teadis ette, mis sa juhtub.
And as we discussed earlier on.
Ja nagu me varasemalt oleme siin juba rääkinud.
It seems like he believed it was better than to make us into robots.
Ta arvas, et see on palju parem kui see, kui ta teeks meist robot.
And I'm going to trust him on that one.
Ja ma usaldan teda selles osas.
He foreknew us.
Ta teadis kõik, ta tundis meid ära.
I can talk for hours on Genesis.
Ma võiksin sellest esimese Moosese raamatust tunde rääkida.
But he had a destiny in mind for us.
Aga tal oli tema mõtetes oli eesmärk meile.
It's kind of like when you want to get liquid from one container into another.
See on nagu see, et kui sa tahaksid vedelikku ühest anumast teise tõsta.
You know, a container with a small opening.
Ja sellel anumal on väikene ava.
And you want to throw it into another container with a small opening.
Valada vedelikku sinna teise nõusse, kus on ka samuti väike ava.
You can't just throw it, you use a funnel, right?
Ja seda sa ei saa teha niisama, sa kasutad lehtrit.
So that even the droplets that fall outside the boundary of the opening.
Et isegi need tingad, mis langevad välja poole seda avaust.
They are conformed.
Nad lähevad.
They are conformed.
Nad liiguvad sinna ikkagi selle augu suunas. See lehter
Even if they fall outside the boundary.
Isegi kui nad selle väikese augu piirtest langevad välja.
This destiny.
Siis see eesmärk.
They are conformed.
Koonduvad või nad lähevad ikkagi sinna õigesse kohta.
God's destiny for us.
Jumala eesmärk meie
is a form of
sihtkoht.
Conformed. In other words, everything tends to something.
Me oleksime muutuksime selleks kuju sarnaseks, ja.
And the thing that everything tends to.
Ja kõik need, mis on nagu ette määratud,
is an image.
See ongi see kuju.
More specifically,
ja veel täpsemalt,
it's the image of what a true son really looks like.
See on see kuju sellest, milline näeb välja tõeline poeg.
That son that can take the Mercedes-Benz keys.
See on see poeg, kes saab võtta Mersu võtmest.
Like Jesus.
Nagu Jeesus Kristus.
Conformed to the image.
Muutume selle kuju sarnaseks.
Of his son.
Tema poja kuju sarnaseks.
Now listen here.
Kuulake.
That he, that son,
ehk siis tema poeg,
might be,
võiks olla,
the only begotten,
ainu sündinu.
Yeah, I caught you out.
On siin ainu sündinu.
The first born.
29. Ei, siin on esma sündinu.
Not only begotten.
Mitte ainu sündinu. Yeah.
Firstborn.
Esmasündinu.
Firstborn.
Esmasündinu.
Sure. Paul, what do you mean?
Paulus, mida sa mõtled?
What do you mean? Well, let me make it clear for you.
No, ma teen teile selgeks.
Amongst many brothers.
Paljude vendade seas.
In other words, Jesus had become to us.
Ehk siis teisiti öeldes Jeesusest sai
a template. Meile. A template.
See on nagu mingi tempel. Mudel.
A model, yes.
Prototyp.
Of, yes. Of what a true son.
Ehk siis
and a mature son.
Missugune näeb välja siis küpse
or
täiskasvanud.
Of God would look like.
Jumala laps.
No, look, I believe that Jesus was God in the flesh. There's no doubt.
Ja ma usun seda, et Jeesus oli Jumal lihas. Mul ei ole mingit kahtlust selles.
But he was also a model.
Aga ta oli ka mudeliks.
Just as Adam was the faulty model.
Täpselt nagu Adam oli vigane mudel.
So Christ is the mature.
Seda see Kristus on nagu küps mudel.
And this is why Paul has the audacity.
Sellepärast on Paulusel
Paul has the boldness
julgust
to say and call that son
ütelda, ehk siis nimetada poega
the firstborn
esmasündinuks
among many brothers
paljude vendade seas.
No, I know people don't want to hear it.
Ma tean, et inimesed ei taha seda kuulda.
But we have to deal with it.
Aga me peame sellega tegelema.
You can, like I said, you can tear out this page. But then you tearing out here, we shall not live by the flesh. And all the beautiful scriptures here. We have to face the fact.
Vaatava seda fakti.
That Jesus was a template for what God was looking for in humanity.
Et Jeesus oli see mudel või prototüüp, mida Jumal nägi inimkonnas.
He was Let's go to verse 30. Verse 30.
Vaatame salmi 30.
Moreover,
veel enam,
whom he did predestine,
keda ta on ette määranud,
he also called.
Neid on ta ka kutsunud.
And whom he called,
ja need, keda ta on kutsunud,
he also justified.
Neid on ta ka õigeks teinud.
Wonderful. Okay, we understand
that. Imeline, sellest me saame aru.
We've been justified by faith.
Neid on usust õigeks mõistet.
Correct. We're all part of that.
Me oleme kõik osa saanud sellest.
But it doesn't end with justification.
Aga ta ei lõpeta siin õigeks mõistmise juures.
This story.
See lugu.
I like to call it a fairy tale.
Mulle meeldib seda muinasjutuks nimetada.
Not because it is untrue.
Mitte sellepärast, et see ei ole tõde.
But it seems to be too good.
Vaid sellepärast, et ta tundub liiga hea olevat, et olla tõde.
That it does not end.
Ta ei lõppe, see
with siis, you just giving your heart to Jesus.
Sellega, et sa annad oma südame Jeesusele.
Yeah. Those whom he justified.
Need, keda ta on õigeks teinud.
Them he also glorified.
Neid on ta ka austanud.
And so,
We start with justification.
Nii et meil saab kõik algus õigeks mõistmisest.
Yeah, but it's not where it ends for us.
Aga siis asi ei lõpe.
And let me say categorically.
Ma ütlen kategooriliselt.
That many of us, well, let me say according to how I understand it, all of us.
Nii, minu arusaamise järgi kõik
me will die.
Sureme.
Before we will see the fullness.
Enne kui me jõuame selle au täiusesse.
I'm not advocating that somehow. In the next 30 years.
Järgmise 30 aasta jooksul.
You know, Lord, I only have about 30 left.
Jumal, mul on ainult veel 30 aastat.
Can you please complete your whole plan for creation before I die?
Et lõpeta palun kogu oma plaan kogu loodu jaoks enne kui mina suren.
It doesn't work like that.
See ei tööta nii.
That's really selfish.
See on isekus.
It's trying to force God to hurry up.
See sunnib Jumalat kiirustama.
And you can't hurry this thing up.
Aga sellist asja ei saa kiirustama.
Because of the value of the process.
Sest selle protsessi väärtus.
You have to, like Paul says, have to wait in hope and in patience.
See on see, et sa pead ootama lootuses ja kannatlikult.
But one thing we know.
Aga ühte asja me teame.
That what he foreknew.
Et see, mida tema ette oli tundnud.
He predestined.
See oli ette määratud.
He predestined it to be conformed.
Ja ta oli ette määratud muutuma.
To the image of his son.
Tema poja kuju sarnaseks.
There's no way out.
Pole teist teed.
And those he called.
Ja need, keda ta on kutsunud.
He justified.
On ta õigeks teinud.
And those he justified.
Ja need, keda ta on õigeks teinud.
Will be glorified.
Neid saavad austatud.
Paul puts it this way.
Paulus ütleb seda ka teist
niimoodi. I gotta get it right now. He says, we will not all die.
Paulus ütleb, et me kõik ei sure.
But we will all be changed.
Aga me kõik saame muudetud.
Okay. What does that mean?
Mida see tähendab?
Well, it means that some will die.
See tähendab, et mõni sureb.
But it does mean that change comes to everyone.
Et muutus tuleb kõigile.
Okay, I'm not going there.
Aga ma ei lähe siis.
I want to finish off. And let me just make sure what my time looks like here.
Until five.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one half an hour left. One half an hour.
All doing the
I want to go to the book of Revelation. Everyone say ooh.
Lähme ilmutuse raamatusse ja kõik ütelge ooh.
The heading for chapter 21 is the New Jerusalem.
21. peatükis räägitakse uuest Jeruusalemmast.
And I know I should be walking slowly through all of this.
Ja ma tean seda, et ma pean selle nüüd aeglaselt läbi võtma.
But in the book of Hebrews.
Aga Hebrea raamatus.
We understand that I think it's Hebrews 12.
See on just Hebrea 12.
That the apostles did not believe.
Seal apostlid ei uskunud.
That Mount Zion,
Sioni mägi,
or the heavenly Jerusalem,
või see taevane Jerusalem,
was something that we would one day get.
On midagi sellist, kuhu me ühel päeval tulevikus satume.
It is described as something. It starts like this: we have come.
See algab nagu nii, et meie oleme jõudnud.
I know that this is going to be hard. It is hard for some people to accept this. The interesting thing is that most of the church actually, this is our theology, most of the church. That the new or the heavenly Jerusalem
is
not a physical city somewhere in the Middle East.
See ei ole linn Lähis-Idas.
Or a physical city somewhere on another planet.
Või siis füüsiline linn kuskil teisel planeedil.
But it is actually a metaphor for what God is doing.
Aga see on see metafoor selle kohta, mida Jumal teeb meie sees.
Now I want to be respectful because I know that if you come from a classical Pentecostal, evangelical Pentecostal, even charismatic background.
Ma pean oma nüüd ette vaatlik, et kui sul on selline evangeelne, karismaatiline, traditsiooniline taust.
You probably don't see it that way.
Siis sa arvatavasti seda nii ei näe.
probably don't see it that
much. Sa ei näe seda sedas.
But that is how I personally believe we need to look at it. I believe that this is God. This wasn't God giving John photos.
Of what it looks like in heaven. So I want to be respectful about this. I know that it is a sensitive issue.
Ma tean, et see on paljudele üks väga tähtis.
Book of Revelation is not God, and this is my best way of explaining it, not giving John photos of what heaven looks like.
See ilmutuse raamat ei ole see, kus Jumal andis fotosid taevast Johannesele, see on minu isiklik arvamus.
But he was explaining in the language of the scripture.
Aga ta kirjeldas seda piigli nagu keeles.
What he was doing inside the church.
Seda, mida ta teeb koguduse sees.
That's how I understand.
See on see, kuidas mina asjast aru saan.
And so when we get to a chapter like chapter 21, which speaks about the New Jerusalem.
Ja kui nüüd jõuda selle ilmutuse 21. peatüki juurde, kus ta räägib uuest Jerusalemast.
It is not us looking forward to the Middle East.
Siis me ei vaata Lähis-Ida suunas.
Or that one day we will be going to a city that is square.
Või et ühel päeval me läheme linna, mis on nagu kujuline.
And has a street of gold.
Ja kus oleks kullast täna.
How we know that this is metaphoric is that
kust me teame, et see on nagu sümbol.
The Bible doesn't say that there are many streets of gold in that city. It's a rather large city if you measure
Paulus
it up.
Johannes ütleb, et seal on palju kullast tänavid.
But the Bible says it's one street.
Aga Peter ütleb, et ta ei ütle, et seda mitu, vaid ta ütleb, et seda on üks täna. Linnas on tavaliselt palju.
Have you ever seen a city with one street?
Kas oled näinud linna, kus on ainult üks täna?
If those cities with one street, it doesn't work.
Ei ole midagi sellist, et on üks täna linnas.
It doesn't work because this street is a person.
See täna on inimene.
It doesn't work because this is not a geographical, geometric, natural city.
See ei ole selline geograafiline, geometriline linn.
But it is full of the imagery of the prophets.
Aga see on täis profeti kujundlike pilte.
And the law.
Ja seadus.
The shadow.
Vari.
That really just speaks of an internal reality.
Kui nüüd räägib sellest igapäikulisest reaalsusest.
And it helps us. And what is the point of it then?
Ja nüüd see aitab meid.
It helps us to be expectant.
Oodata või midagi.
Of what it might look like.
Et milline ta võiks välja näha.
When this glory.
Kui see au.
Fills the entire world.
Saab täiusesse. Ka täidab kogu maailma.
What might it look like? What might it do?
Milline ta võiks välja näha?
Let me give you just a quick another example of why I believe that this is not pictures from a different planet somewhere in or outside the universe.
Ma toon nüüd veel näite sellest, et miks ma arvan, et see ei ole nagu pilt ühest linnast kuskil teises universumis.
When you read the imagery of this beautiful city.
Kui sa loed seda ilusa linna kujutamist.
And there's a river that runs out of this city.
Ja seal on üks jõgi, mis läbi linna loeb.
And there are trees around this river.
Selle jõe ääres.
And it says that the leaves of these trees are for the healing of the nations.
Ja siis ta ütleb seal, et need lehed on tervendavad rahvastele.
When I read that,
kui ma loen seda,
I realize that this can't be heaven.
Siis ma saan aru, et see ei saa olla igavesti nii.
Is there sickness in heaven?
Kas taevas on haigus?
Is there sickness?
You know,
in the way that most people think about heaven,
it is a perfect place, right?
So
what nations are there?
Mis rahvad on siis seal?
That need healing.
Kes vajavad tervenemist?
If you think about that,
kui sellele mõelda,
it would maybe help
see võib-olla aitab,
to realize that this is not talking
mõista, et see ei räägi
about another place.
Teisest kohast.
Yeah.
The healing is required
here. Tervenemist me vajame siin. Yeah.
And this city.
Yeah.
Ja see linn.
This river.
See jõgi.
These trees.
Need puud.
They are metaphoric language for what the children of God will be here.
On siis metafoorik selle kohta, millised Jumala lapsed välja näevad siin.
They will bring healing.
Nad toovad tervist rahvastele.
Okay. That's the best I can do in 5 minutes.
See on see parim, mis ma suudan 5 minutiga teha.
So I want to go to verse 10.
Vaatame salmi 10.
And I want to read you a little bit about this city.
Ja ma loen veidike sellest linnast.
Verse 10 says.
Ja salm 10 ütleb.
And he carried me away in the spirit.
Ja ta kandis mu vaimus.
To a great and high mountain.
Suurele ja kõrgele mäele.
And he showed me that great city.
Ja näitas mulle linna.
The holy Jerusalem.
Püha Jerusalemma.
Descending out of heaven.
Mis on alla tulemas taevast.
And this is one of the most important things when you talk about the new Jerusalem or the heavenly Jerusalem.
Ja see on kõige tähtsam osa siis sellest, kui räägitakse uuest taevast, Jerusalemast või taevasest Jerusalemast.
Is to recognize it as a descending reality.
Ehk siis, et see on reaalsus, mis tuleb alla.
From high to low.
Kõrgelt tuleb alla.
Or in other words, a manifestation.
Ehk siis manifesteering, ehk ilmsiks saamine.
Of those heavenly realities.
Nende taevaste reaalsuste ilmsiks tulemine.
Look at this city. It has the glory of God.
Sellel on Jumala au.
It has the glory of God.
Now, sellel on Jumala au.
You know, you can go back here if you like.
Sa võid minna tagasi selle au juurde.
But I would suggest we go here.
Aga mina soovitan, et me läheme selle poole peale.
Yeah.
This city is people.
See linn on inimesed.
People with the glory of God in.
Inimesed, kelle sees on Jumala au.
People in whom the image of God is formed.
Yeah.
Need, kelles on see Jumala kuju formuleerunud.
It's confusing because this city is called a bride.
Aga segadus ajab väide on see, et see linn on pruut.
There's only one way that that can actually be true.
Et saab olla ainult üks viis, et see saaks olla tõde.
Is that both of them are metaphors?
Et need mõlemad on siis sümbolid.
Of something else.
Millelegi muule.
It has the glory of God and her light. It calls the city her, right?
Ja nüüd tema valgus. Siin on linn on inglise keeles naissoost.
According to the prophets, it's very consistent, right?
Ja profetid nimetavad ka siis seda naissooks.
And her light was like a stone most precious.
Ehk siis tema see naissoost, tema valgus on kõige kallima kivi sarnane.
Like jasper.
Otse kui jaspis.
Clear as crystal.
Mis hilgab nagu mägikristall.
And then it goes on to explain the city.
Ja siis on veel selle linna kirjeldus.
It gives you the measurements of the city.
Ta annab selle linna suurused mõõtmed.
It's not really my intention to
aga see ei ole minu mõte.
Explain too much more here. But what I would like to show is
aga
that
ma tahan teile näidata,
in the book of Revelation,
et ilmutuse raamatus,
which we assume as a book that should tell us about what the future looks like.
Mis peaks olema raamat, mis räägib meile, milline meie tulevik peaks olema.
What we could or can be expecting.
See, mida me võime oodata.
We find the exact same thing that Paul is talking about.
Me leiame täpselt need samad asjad, millest Paulus räägi.
A city full of the glory of God.
Linn, mis on täis Jumala au.
A city full
linn, mis of on the glory täis of God. Jumala au.
And I immediately think about the words of the prophets.
Ja kohe mul tuleb meelde profetite sõna.
Prophesy that as surely as the waters cover the sea.
Et nii sel kindlalt nagu vesi katab maad.
So will the knowledge of God fill the earth. The
The knowledge of the glory of God.
Jumala au tundmine katab maad. Jumala au.
But I want to say that we are looking for this
aga me ootame või otsime seda
in the hearts of people.
Inimeste südametes.
Verse 23 says, and maybe I can end here today.
Ja ma arvan, et ma siin lõpetan täna.
23 said, and the city had no need of the sun.
Linnane ei ole vaja päikest.
Neither of the moon.
Ega kuud.
Now, the reason why I believe it's using those two
põhjus, miks siin kasutatakse neid kahte sümbolit.
It's simply because the sun and the moon
on see lihtsalt see, et päike ja kuu
is the source of light
on valguse
allikad. For humans. The sun lights the day, the moon lights the night.
Päike paistab siis päeval, kuu, öösel.
So it's saying it doesn't need any external light.
Ehk siis siin on öeldud, et ei ole vaja välist valgust.
No need for the sun.
Ei ole
neither of the moon
ega kuud,
to shine.
Et need talle paistaksid.
Why?
Miks?
For the glory of God.
Sest Jumala au
lit it.
Valgustab teda.
And the lamb was the light thereof.
Ja tema valguseks on tall.
Now if you want to take this in a very strict literal sense.
Kui sa tahad seda võtta päris otseselt, niiviisi nagu on kirjutatud.
It's very hard to take this literally. It's hard to make any sense of it actually.
Siis on sellel ei ole nagu mitte mingit mõtet.
Unless we look at it from a what I believe is a more coherent scriptural way.
Me peame võtma seda kooskõlas muu kirjakohtadega.
Very simple.
Väga lihtne.
God in us.
Jumal meis, meie sees.
He is our light.
Tema on meie valgus.
Your word is a light unto my
feet. Sinu valgus, see sinu sõna on lambiks minu jalale.
The lamb who is Jesus.
Tall oli Jeesus.
To be revealed in us.
Et ta saab ilmsiks meie sees.
And of course this is a vision that John sees, but what the fullness of the manifestation of this is a simple thing.
Johannes nägi seda ilmutusena, nägemusena, aga selle manifesteeringi ilmsiks saamine.
God will do.
Jumal teeb.
Exactly what he promised he would.
Täpselt seda, mida ta on lubanud teha.
It will not stay in seed form.
See ei jää seemine vormi.
It will be a full harvest.
See saab olema täielik lõikus.
That looks like the first fruit.
Mis näeb välja nagu esmavili.
And so our hope.
Ja need meie lootus.
As I finish today.
Millega ma lõpetan täna.
My hope. Let me say my.
Ma ütlen, et minu lootus.
My hope is not the escape from this place.
Minu lootus ei ole põgeneda siit kohast.
Yeah. I mean, it is, look, it is very tempting.
See on küll väga ahvatlev.
I sometimes feel like I want to escape.
Mõnikord ma tunnen, et ma tahaksin põgeneda.
Even my own life, I sometimes feel, yeah, it would just be easier if I didn't have to do this.
Oma elus ma näen ka, et oleks palju lihtsam, kui ma ei peaks sellega tegelema.
Yeah. It's tempting.
See on ahvatlev.
But it's a fleshly desire.
Aga see on lihalik soov.
We have been called to overcome.
Meid on kutsutud võitma üle olema sellest. Yeah.
Yeah. We have been called.
Meid on kutsutud.
To overcome.
Võitma.
Our hope
meie lootus
is not escape.
Ei ole põgenemine.
Our hope is glory.
Meie lootus on au. Yeah.
Christ in you.
Kristus sinus.
Hope of glory.
Au hiilumise lootus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for spending your precious time here.
Ma palju hinnalist aega kulutasite siin.
Being willing to sit and listen.
Valmis istuma ja kuulama.
I'm not here to try to convince people to believe like I believe.
Ma ei ole siin, et veenda inimesi uskuma nii, nagu mina usun.
But I've been asked to come and share how I see it.
Aga ma tulin, mind kutsutud siia jagama seda, kuidas mina näen.
That's what I've done.
Ja seda ma olen teinud.
And even if you don't agree with many things.
Ja isegi kui sa ei nõustu mitmete asjadega.
It's okay. It's okay. Tomorrow I will be I'll be taking a new direction tomorrow. I want to be slightly more practical. And I'm not 100% sure of what I will share, but I will most definitely know by tomorrow morning. But I will most probably speak about the journey with the Lord. And in some form or the other,
ja mingil moel
talk about how to embrace change.
Kuidas vastu võtta siis muutusi.
Yeah. And share probably maybe a little bit from my life and
ja
some, of the,
oma
some of the things that I've had to walk through.
Et millest mina olen läbi läinud.
But thank you. God bless you. May you soar above your troubles.
Et näeksid üle oma probleemide.
May the peace of God overrule every fear and every valley of the shadow of death that you might be walking through. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Me täname Fransi ja vastupidavaid tõlke samuti kogu selle päeva eest. Ja see on olnud väga võrratu ilmutus, mida meil on praegu jagatud sellel päeval. Ja see kõik on määratud esile tulema. Halleluja. Halleluja. Homme siis kell 11 on uksed avatud. Ja ülekannet ei ole. Valterit homme meil ei ole. Aga uksed on avatud. Isa, me täname sind. Selle võrratu kutsumise eest, mille kohta sa ütled, et me käiksime väärikalt selle kutsumise järel. Tunnustades üksteist ja olles nagu toeks nõrgemale ja rahus käiksime selles, aga väärikas selle kutsumise järele. Nagu sa ütled, et meie, kes me oleme vaimalikud, aitaksime üksteist, toetaksime, ehitaksime üksteist ülesse. Tänu sul, Issand. See on see teekond. Kiitus sul, Issand. Halleluja. Amen. Ma ei jaksa praegu. Ma ütleksin nii, et see saladus on suur, nagu ütleb Paulus. Et ma ei räägi teile abielust, meestega naisest, aga ma räägi teile Kristusest ja kogudusest. See on nii suur, see on nii sügav. Ja ta on avamas seda saladust. Kristus, auilguse lootus meie sees. Ta ütleb niimoodi, on nõnda nagu mina ja isa, me oleme üks. Et nagu mina olen isa sinus ja sina oled minus. Et me tuleme ja teeme elu aseme teisse. Et nõnda oleksime meie temas ja tema meis. Neid pilte on nii palju, mis räägib meil üks olemisest. See saladus on suur, lihtsalt see on nii suur. Tänu sul, Issand, et sa oled jätkuvalt valgustamas meie südame silmi. Ja nii nagu sa ütled oma sõnas nii, et Jumal, kes ütles, paistku valgus pimeduses, on hakanud paistma meie südametes, et tekiks tunnetuse valgus Jeesuses Kristuses olevast Jumala aust. Me täna, isa, et sa oled alustanud seda head tööd meie sees ja sa viid selle lõpuni. Sa oled tegev meie sees, et me tahame ja tegutseme sinu hea meile järele. Isa, me täname, et sa armastad meid. Halleluja. Ja selle tõestus on see, et sa oled jätnud oma elu meie eest. Ja nüüd sa oled avamas. Nüüd sa oled ilmutamas. Esile toomas. Sõna saab lihaks. Issand, see on sinu igatsus. Halleluja. Me õnnistame üksteist. Nõnda nagu sinu sõnu ütleb, et sa oled meid õnnistanud juba kõige vaimulike õnnistustega taevastes asjades Kristuses Jeesus. Juba enne maailmade rajamist, et ära määranud olema meid. Sinu sees, sinu ees, õiguses, õiksuses. Halleluja. Ja isa, me täname püha vaimu eest, kes elab meie sees, võtab sinult ja jagab meile ja toob selguse. Kiitus sul lihtsalt. Kiitus sul lihtsalt. Halleluja. Halleluja. Amen.